carols of this season, we sing of a silent night. Yet our hearts are often anything but silent as we contemplate Christmas. Sometimes the noise of preparation becomes an uproar inside of us. Sometimes we struggle to focus on the melodies of love and grace that hold the real music of this season. So this night will not be silent. It will ring with thanksgiving and worship as we remember when God appeared in our darkness with His glorious light. The silence of God was broken by the message from the angel to Mary. Blessed are you among women. The road that lay before her would not be easy. But Mary's response was not to fear or shrink back from what God was asking her to do. Mary's first response was worship. This became the theme of every person to whom God revealed His plan. From the lowly to the wealthy, all would come to bow and to give God praise. God's plan was to send his son. Mary would carry him as rumor whirled around her. Joseph would accept the task of defending her and providing for her. God's plan would take them on a difficult journey to Bethlehem to bring forth Mary's firstborn, surrounded by animals, to lay him in a manger. So often, God's plan is not at all what we expect.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear it spokenly, yet your love is way too much to give us lesser things. What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. We cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise of your word is not enough. And all the while that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know the pain reminds us hard that this is not our home. This is not our home. What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if my greatest disappointment or the aching of this life is revealing of a greater thirst this world can satisfy? And what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in disguise?
What was it like in those first hours after Jesus' birth? The promised son was here, and mother and child were fine. Yet for the moment, only Mary and Joseph were there to see the miracle that had taken place. How they must have longed to share the glorious news with someone else. were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." When they arrived, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. Time never dulls the beauty and holiness surrounding the night Jesus came. Every year we come to bow, to worship, and to give thanks for what heaven surrendered, what the Son endured, what the Father accomplished so that we would be blessed.
Hallelujah, all the angels sing. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah! The Savior has been born. Because of his coming, Christmas means everything to us. So let this silent night be filled with singing. Let this holy night proclaim the story of what the world was given: life, joy, hope, grace, and so much more.